All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As you see, we're out in the desert, and I have flipped this 18-wheeler on its back.
Oh, it's like a little turtle.
Why aren't you flipping it over, Cole?
Wait, what's a turtle?
Huh? It's a kind of truck. Why
Okay.
aren't you flipping it over?
Oh, well, I don't know.
So the reason why you're not flipping it over is because we still have to randomize our game. So I took all these wheels, and as you know, there are only 18 genres of game.
Oh, right.
Like over here, we have pocket monster photography, and here's a gay dad visual novel. Over here is abortion parable plus shit and roguelike. So there's only a couple genres. There's the 18.
Yeah, there are nine couples of genres, and they are opposite counterparts to each other.
Yes. Yeah. So I have taken each of these wheels, assigned a genre, and then we're going to do kind of a rotation. We're going to rotate them all out, and whichever one stops first is the genre, and then
Okay.
we'll go from there.
All right, so I mean, can I press the pedal? Okay. All right.
Well, you actually use this remote I have. It goes from the outside because the truck is flipped over. Like it
Oh, is
is.
this on loan from the MythBusters collection?
It's extremely dangerous. So just use this custom flippy flap I got going on.
My papa died in a tractor tip. I don't
Yeah,
want
no.
that.
I know.
Okay.
This very tractor on this very night.
Right. Okay. All
So.
right. So I'll just hit this button and.
Rev it up.
Oh, well,
Okay,
wait a minute.
they're going. They're going.
What's that I hear?
Oh, that one stopped. Oh, look, it is bland vehicle simulator. So,
Huh.
and then if you look closely on the wheels on each individual tread, there are games. So we got like forklift simulator, things like that. And I want you to use this magnifying glass and examine which one has the most wear on it.
Okay. I'll take out this penny and test to see which one gets up to Abe Lincoln's head. Oh wow, it says America. Wait, there are two that are kind of equal: American Truck Simulator and Euro Truck Simulator.
I think it's just truck simulator.
Just Truck
And
Simulator.
also, because it's his area of expertise, I had John drive the truck, but he flipped it.
Is he still in there?
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Hey,
Hey.
Gary, Cole,
Hey.
can I get a little help in here?
Yep.
Cole, bring the
All
jaws of
right.
life.
Okay, well, we got to get this thing up upright because we have to hit the road. We got a load of Coors to get to Boston.
If you look to your right, also I have three semis set
Oh,
up
okay, yeah.
for
Jaws
us
of
to
Life it
drive.
up then.
All right, let's get this convoy going.
Woo, woo.
I'm CW McCall.
I am Bonesaw McDash.
And I'm John Big Bird Bird.
Yeah. How do you do
That's
Big
a
Bird?
terrible trucker handle.
John.
And this is Big Riggin with
Yep.
Abject Suffering.
Yep. This is downright trucking with abject suffering.
Yeah.
And then you just heard a truck horn there.
You guys are I'm you guys are cruising, right? You
Yeah,
guys are
we're
just
yeah. So we usually record remote, but usually I'm sitting in my office, and you're in your living room, and John, you haven't recorded with us before, but we're happy to have you here. But now we are all in our own individual big rigs, and we're talking over our CBs. Gary, I've got a I've
about
got I've, oh yes,
American and European truck simulator,
yes, Euro
as
Truck
requested by
Simulator,
John.
yes.
Should we specify who's on which side of the Atlantic in our big 18-wheelers?
Yeah.
I got report from Europe over here. I am driving into traffic over cop cars because I don't I keep forgetting and getting on the highway on the wrong side because there's no traffic to merge with, and it works all loop-de-loop over here.
Oh no, guys, I missed my exit while I was talking. I was so distracted.
What damage percentage you running there, lollipop?
Bonesaw.
I was using some trucker slang.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I'm rocking about a 12%. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more when I pop over this median. Sorry here. Yeah, yeah. I'm on a run from there's a fence. I'm on a run from Reno, which is my base of operations, to Oakland, California.
Ooh, yeah. Beautiful drive.
Yep,
a lot of beautiful drive, mud duck. How many of these are racist, I wonder?
Mud duck sounds plausibly racist.
Yeah, it says it's a weak radio signal, but that can't be right.
No, that's a fart.
Yeah, negatory, good buddy.
Negatory, that's a fart, good buddy. Also, good buddy, apparently a pejorative.
Oh, you're not supposed to say good buddy. It's like sweet or like, you know, bless your heart.
Right, right. So I
can't tell you how disappointed I was. All I wanted to do was come on here and call everyone good buddy.
Yeah,
and apparently the PC police have taken that away from us.
Yep. It's run amok, I tell you, amok.
It has. So where are you based out of there? 95th.
Yeah,
I'm just slang. I don't do names. Informal. Yeah.
Well, it looks like I'm hauling a tanker of oil from San Francisco to Tucson. And let me tell you, as far as gameplay fantasies go, driving an 18-wheeler through the streets of San Francisco, right up there. Roads weren't made for trucking.
Nope. No, they were barely made for cars. Ooh, man. Do you get an achievement for going down Lombard Street? That's the one that goes back and forth. It's the crazy squiggly road.
Oh, I thought that might be the, is that the one that with the Full House on it, maybe?
No.
Oh, I wonder if I could find the painted ladies.
You just blow through the front of the Full House.
My house now.
Everywhere you look, there's a truck.
That's on the trucks now.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to restart my life. As a trucker, because you just gotta pick up. I don't know how to fix my truck, and I got to ultimate damage real quick because of that driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah,
business.
Yeah. So this is a new. It's an experiment for us, and we're happy, John, that you were willing to go along with this with the CB kind of thing. Man, it's really hard not to begin every sentence with. Like it's a radio crackle squelch kind of thing. Well, I'll forget.
I just signed you up for doing those in post. So. All of them.
Oh, it depends. I've got a filter. Yeah. John, so you are here because you were incredibly generous with our Patreon. You are the first of the reward tier that gets to guest on the show.
And hopefully not the one who ruins it for everybody else.
I don't think you'll be. This is pretty fun.
No, it's pretty fun. So first off, thank you very much. Second off, why American and European Truck Simulator? Because I have to say I'm having a good time.
That is a great question. Well, I was thinking about bad games, and you know, Abject Suffering is sometimes secretly not a show about bad games. And
backdrop of music. I started a new profile because my truck was inexorably ruined, and starting a new profile resets my settings. Yeah, I had to pick my. That's my favorite thing about being a trucker is starting over whenever things get a little too motion lotion or Mama Bear out there.
Yeah, whenever Mama Bear, which is the FBI,
comes a hopping up your lot lizard, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh gosh, it was a sting operation. See, here's the thing. I think that everything about trucker culture was only possible because of the 70s. You had the cocaine, you had the cheap crank, you had just the fact that people could appear and disappear for basically no reason. Good.
Oh, I just say, do you think that kind of trucker culture even exists now? Like, are truckers just on Twitter? all day long while they're driving.
I'm positive. I was looking into the claim about the good buddy slang, and what I heard really dispirited me, which is somebody said, yeah, nobody really talks like that anymore. They just kind of say what they want. So it's nothing but the N word, and then you're just saying bad things about cops.
So it is like Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly like Twitter. Okay, I gotcha.
Yep. It's trucker Twitter.
Trucker tweets for truckers. .com.
Trucker handles aren't just all MAGA Mom 97, are they?
Yeah. There's probably, I mean, here in Europe, it's all Brexit Mom. that's who I find. Over here on the other side of the trolley.
Brexit Mom.
All part of a balanced Brexit.
I'm positive somebody has used that pun, actually.
I bet that's true too. It's not that good. John, we were saying, so yeah. you were generous enough, and you're explaining why you chose this game, and then I think we might cut you off. Oh, I apologize for that.
Yes.
Well, so I was considering famous bad game or even prank game. Desert Bus popped into my head, and then I realized, you know, I've spent dozens of hours playing what might as well be Desert Bus, which is spend hours driving a semi truck from San Francisco to Phoenix in what feels like real time. Did you know, by the way, that when they first came out with American Truck Simulator, everyone complained it doesn't take long enough to get from one city to another. So they rescaled the entire game world so that now it can be more realistic distances from one city to another, because immersion, I guess.
I did see that as a factor in reviews, that it was like, this is some more realism would really help this. And I'm like, yeah, really?
the thing that made me think, okay, this is not going to be a horrible nightmare town, was when I loaded it up and it said, hey, do you just want to control this with WASD?
Oh yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah,
you don't have
to do the whole Novatech Falcon, complicated real-time shifting and all that jazz.
Yeah, and that flashlight's already on the Novant pretty hard right now, so it'd be hard to change that unless I wanted to steer this with my tick.
Yeah.
You would not be the first, Cole, I promise.
that's what real hardcore American Truck Simulators guys do instead of poop socking.
Mm-hmm.
I bet, is just control the game with their ding-dongs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a time-honored tradition on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's called a pudding cup in the bottom drawer.
God, pudding is a great word.
pudding, I really like pudding, biscuit, snack sack. There's a couple words I really like, and I use them as pet names for roars a lot of the time. And sometimes they're cute, and then sometimes they're just like, oh, I don't know. You know, it goes either way.
Yeah.
Snack sack's pretty good, though.
Snack pack's pretty good. So like you're absolutely right about the distance. In the time since we started talking, since we started the show, I got from Reno to Oakland pretty much.
Oh, that's not realistic at all.
No, it's terrible. And I don't understand what kind of bill of goods they're trying to sell. You know, this is why American culture is dying. The world's getting way too small.
I hate to cut you off, Cole. I thought I wasn't on a job on this new life that I started.
Okay.
When I faked my death, I started a new one. And it didn't look like I was on a job on my first thing. So I tried to go take a job, and I'm already on a job. And it says, you cannot cancel your first job. Nobody would respect you after that. I get a system warning.
what company would have you?
who would love you, trucker?
Fall back on that European social safety net?
Yeah. European social education?
Your cushy benefits? To have your skills updated, go into working IT.
Guys, I got to start a new life. I'm sorry, but this one's not working out for me. Keeps happening. In case it's not obvious, I think we should also mention too, in case people are listening, it's obvious, is that this is taking place on CB, and we're playing the game. So it's like a Let's Play, but you guys don't get to watch it.
Right. So you didn't get to see me broadside that bus.
I'm a monster on the road. Like, I can't drive in real life.
Okay.
But like, I really can't drive in this game.
So you can't drive because like you choose not to drive?
Yeah, well, I'm very bad at it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is so very much like Desert Bus, though. So to your point, John.
I'm curious. So, you know, this European Truck Simulator came first. This is developed by, I think, a Polish team.
It's like a Czech team, I think.
A European team. And then by great demand, they came out with American Truck Simulator. And I think they've patched some of it out. But some of the European interpretation of American geography and traffic rules are wonderful. Have you hit a sudden 25-mile-an-hour speed limit on an interstate yet, Cole?
Yup. I definitely got a $200 speeding ticket, or as the truckers call it, a bear bite.
That's also a good driving certificate.
Mm.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. What's that?
I said, I have my permit. I don't know how Europe works.
Yep. No, I think you get a Lederhosen. I think that's the...
like an entire one or just like a certificate?
Okay. My GPS is telling me that I have mail, and I think it's going to be someone who's real angry with me.
Yeah. Yeah. This game is extremely... like, I played this a lot before this came up. That's why I'm playing the Euro edition.
Right.
Also because I'm like slightly more sophisticated and like... than you guys, but
continental, I think, would be the way.
That's very much me.
Yeah.
But I played this before this came along because I got it for me and Derek to play and do exactly this, which is pretend to be trucking and talk. And I do like this game a lot. I am hopeless at it though. I'm really bad at it.
Well, the secret is that the game is bookended by tremendous difficulty. I think would be the right way to say it. When you're on the interstate, you're fine. Maintain your speed. You're driving all night. Your hands wet on the wheel.
Oh yeah,
right.
Like, extremely wet. Why was that guy's hands wet? Radar love, cool.
I don't know. You have to ask Golden Earring.
So the idea, I think the intention behind that lyric of Radar Love was that he was sweaty. Is that correct?
That's what I would think. Like sweaty or clammy. Yeah.
What do you have to hide? 38 special.
No, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like 38 special.
Geez, gumball machine.
So, John, what was your excuse? Gary got this to play with his to play with his friend and do CV stuff. Like, was this something you picked up in a bundle, or
I cannot remember. I think just one day I woke up and there I was behind the wheel. And it must have
you were bored on the road.
Well, yeah, that's right. What I'm saying is I've been kidnapped and I need somebody to come help me and get me out of this truck, please.
Trapped in a truck factory, please send help.
Yeah. By the time everyone hears this, it will be several weeks after the fact. And
it's going to be real grisly.
If you're on a freeway between San Francisco and Tucson, Arizona, and you see a, we call it a Kentucky Wiggler. It's a Kenworth truck here on the freeway.
Okay, yeah.
With a beautiful mountain scene painted on the side, then you'll know it's old Big Bird.
Yep.
That's your home 20.
Big Bird's cooking on the inside.
got a real set of yellow chicken wings on this greasy side.
Yeah. So to my sorry, to the original question, you just picked this up?
I think it must have come in a bundle.
Okay.
There's a lot of the games that I just kind of I go shopping in my own Steam backlog sometimes.
Right, right.
And
sure.
You know, and so just find, well, what do I have sitting around that I haven't played yet? And one day I must have just picked this up and started tinkering around with it. And it is surprisingly zen. Once you get over, so like Cole said, once you get over that hard part where you attach the truck to the trailer, which is a nightmare. You get out on the open road and then you just kind of relax. And yeah. Then have you dropped off any cargo yet?
Oh God, it's terrible. I'm so bad at it. Like, like immediately my gorge rises just by my insides turn to soup and all of my anxieties about driving. I go back to the parallel parking test that I very nearly failed the second time.
It's a lot landing the plane in Top Gun.
It is.
The NES is what it reminds me of. Guys, and they don't drive on the opposite side of the road. What the fuck is this? Why? Is that not really does anyone know if that's actually like a pan-European thing or if it's just certain places?
I think that it changes by municipality, and there are just certain sections of the road that are for that are for switching.
For opposite driving?
Yeah.
That sucks.
How does the switch happen?
Very carefully.
I'm extremely
Have a section of the road kind of just rotate like a merry-go-round, and you come out on the other side, facing the right way.
Funicular, just like pushes you into the sky.
It's a little bit like a drawbridge, except it's a crane that picks you up and turns you around. Oh boy, I'm coming to a cloverleaf interchange. Okay, let's do this.
That seems like that's my place to shine.
What, the cloverleaf interchange? Come on, like wide open. I'm outside of Reading. Come on. We saved Reading from the super mutants and Fallout. Okay,
That's true.
Yeah.
Can you guys skip the drop off? Does it give you an option to get less XP? The drop off.
It does a really smart difficulty thing where you have three options when you drop it off. The first one is where do you want it, and you have to back up into this narrow cargo bay or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the second one is let's play it safe. And you can just ease it up to the driveway. And the third one is basically like, look, I got to go. And you just drop the trailer and you just peel out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just, start off in your new identity of like combination of stock photos of old men and like little scuzzbag kid brothers of the dev team. Like, I don't know if you have that experience. Like, when you pick your portrait.
Hey, yep.
Does anyone not pick methamphetamine Santa?
Oh, absolutely. But
which one? Like, rich in them.
I absolutely picked methamphetamine Santa, and I was looking for the right thing to call him. But yeah, he's above the fold, and he's the most obvious pick.
Your choice is methamphetamine Santa, or guys who worked for the Russian mob in the second season of The Wire, and like that's the extent of it. Like just guys who would hang out with like Yuri or what have you, and cut off people's faces all day.
Right.
Stainbeard Santa over here.
Yeah, no, it's either Eastern Promises or Country Western Promises. Oh boy, I need to pull off for a vehicle inspection. Shit.
Oh shit, man, you're gonna get fucked, dude. They find all those bootleg diamonds in the back of your
yep. all of those counterfeit VCRs.
Yeah,
I think literally what they like what the way stations are for, it might be a drug enforcement thing, because like on a closed interstate, I think they are testing to see if you have just unloaded a shitload of stuff before you've actually gotten to your destination.
Okay. I mean,
go ahead, Gary.
I'm sorry. I was gonna say there's tons of modding in this, so I wonder if there's like a mule mod. Like people have made their own, you can download like different areas of the country and stuff. And there's this huge modding community for these games.
Yeah.
So if you want to drive around like your city, you can. Like I'm very, tempted to do the Oregon one and do the American one, but I just had to buy the American trucker as opposed to the European trucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I have, and I had to settle for La Oregon.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah. It's not nearly as good. What were you saying, John?
That was exactly what I was going to say, was that it would be a fantastic mod to this game if you could have illicit cargo and have to sneak past the police and maybe have to hide it somehow.
Yeah.
And smuggler.
Yeah. This game scratches a very particular itch for me, which is the itch to follow the rules.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're like one of those weirdos who plays GTA online and stops at stoplights.
Oh, which is exactly the example I was going to give. I love stopping at stoplights at this thing. I love making sure I take I take a protected left, right?
Well, it'll drive you crazy when you get to a red light and it's not clear. Can I turn on this red light? Can I not turn on this red light?
There's no signs. They don't have the textures for it.
Yeah. Especially when it's two interstates meeting at a four-way stop sign.
a little fast and loose there. Yeah. Oh, there's a biplane. Look at it go.
Yeah, you can't. Wouldn't that be fun to fly?
Sorry, you're on the road.
Yeah, no, wait, you're fulfilling the American dream of being a trucker.
Yep. You're getting screwed over on your lease.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hard.
Some of the mods that people make for these games are ridiculous, and like you talked about realism and immersion. I saw a mod here that it replaces all the fake brands that are in the game with real brands. Ooh. Because, you want to interact with brands more often. So now the truck that goes by can actually say Walmart.
Right.
Or can say FedEx.
Yeah. I mean, I alt F4'd out of this game the second I saw a brown truck that said UDS. Come on. oh, boy. We got some angels crying. That's about it's about to rain, I think. If rain is brought into this.
Go to the Harley. I don't know what any of these things mean. $100 lane, high dollar lane. Mm. The sim part of this, I think that, so it's great. The we were talking about this as being a Zen game. You can set up your own radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Like how cool, like that like makes this as like an experience. Like when I first downloaded this and played it with Derek, like I also played it a bunch by myself and like, you know, attempted to like do the actual sim part and build up my truck empire and stuff, but mostly just drive on the open road to radio, which is an experience I don't get in real life. Cause I don't really drive in real life. Cause I'm bad at it. I'm scared. So it was like, oh, this is why people like driving. Like as a kid and kind of growing up when I started learning how to drive, I never understood like how someone could enjoy the process of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just like a nerve wracking nightmare. And it kind of made me get it, you know, like playing loud music and just seeing trees and spelling bees and your first kiss and going to prom and
turning a fan on high and blasting it in your face while you sit in your basement playing this game.
You got the three pillars of rock and roll, the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, and La Bamba.
Mm-hmm.
And
La Bamba with his classic hit, Peggy Sue.
Yeah, with his classic hit, Buddy Holly. we just like La Bamba.
Yeah.
My stepdad was a trucker.
Ooh.
Drove a moving van. So he would do long haul, like, moves
so like city stop, city to city moves,
yeah, like just like strictly long haul moves. But yeah, and it's weird because it added like he was a real abusive asshole, so it added this weird rhythm to our life though, because you know you work for 2 weeks and you're off for 2 weeks. That's the kind of nature of that job.
Yep.
So it would be like 2 weeks when he was home and it was like, oh, this sucks, and then 2 weeks where he was gone and it's like, yay, party.
Yeah.
And it was all a result of the miracle of trucking.
I don't know how to make that into comedy, Gary. I'm sorry.
No, it was actually extremely sad. It's just a weird connection. It's like, oh, like I know a trucker.
Yeah.
I was once a trucker's stepson, as the old saying goes.
Yep.
And then it was European Truck Simulator that brought them together after all these years.
European stepdad and now, simulator.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Okay, let's talk about European stepdad simulator. is this specifically a stepdad who is moved like an expat stepdad?
Yeah.
Like who's
I love your mom. You know, like she's so beautiful, the fruit doesn't fall from the tree.
Yeah, just on loan from Franceland.
Yeah.
Which is separate and distinct from French, but it is where people who talk like that come from.
Yeah. Yeah, Euro Disney, you know.
Oh boy, I'm refilling the gas here, and it's a whole process.
What do you think being a stepdad simulator would be like, or like, what do you think that game? Not like being one, like, help! I'm trapped in a package. I live on Steam in the virtual world, but like, what like, what do you think that game would be like?
I think it'd be a little bit like a dating simulator, except you have to keep both your wife and the kid son. Happy. Yeah, your shitty, unappreciative son happy.
Yeah, keep your wife and Jeff happy. And that's like what you have to do.
I think that would be the most practical way to go about it. We can do a funnier one if you want.
No, I think that's what I was looking for.
Hat to full stepdad.
Well,
ooh, can they all be birds?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now I'm on board. All right, we've got avian stepdads, but they all have anime avatars when you're talking to them for some reason.
Oh, of course.
That's what sells these days.
If you win the game, you become dad.
Right. You graduate to dad. If you make it to when Jeff graduates from high school, you have your own smaller side ceremony. Like it's at the back of the room where all the stepdads graduate to dad, and all of the dads graduate to granddad.
Yeah, all the grandfathers graduate to skeleton.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I'm on board for that.
Yep. Because I mean, after that, it's kind of a non-issue, you know.
Yeah.
I want to graduate to skeleton.
You got there's a lot of steps, man. First of all, you have to find a woman with kids and marry her. So that's step one. Like, you have a long road.
Yeah, it's basically a tech tree for real life.
And your wife's not going
to
like
it. It's important
to
have long-term goals. Yeah, no, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's something to build toward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, make it a couples thing.
So just make it an event, you know? Just take each other on dates. Talk about how eventually you'll be a granddad and then a skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Nobody's leaving me any room. Come on. Just let me fucking turn. Let me turn now. Let me turn.
I definitely need two lanes in this game.
Yeah.
I can't really do one lane. I can do like one and a half maybe, but.
Yeah. So here's my question for the two of you. Here's another truck coming, so I got some time. Have you ever been tempted just to walk up to a truck stop, you know, like a Flying J or a Pilot Station or something like that, or, you know, Love's? I think Love's is the big one that's across most of the country, and just be like, hey man, can I get a shower? Just like,
how would you feel that one first, John?
Like just to take a truck stop shower?
I think
that's an attainable goal. I think you can just hand them 75 cents and they'll let you install.
And like it just, they'll call your number, and then you'll walk over from browsing the almonds and cashews, and then you'll just take a 15-minute, you know, just truck stop shower. So
really luxurious one.
It'd be quick and Spartan. You know, they've got goals to meet. But
was it 15 minutes or is it quick and Spartan? Cool.
I have 15 minutes isn't a quick shower for you? What kind of filth monster are you?
Oh, a quick shower is like 5 minutes, man.
What?
John, settle this.
Come on.
I'm as baffled as you are, Gary.
No, I'm just fucking with you. It's called comedy.
Yeah, John, fight Cole for me.
Yeah. I don't know, Cole. You retreated from that real quick once it was 2-on-1.
Yep. I'm not used to those odds.
You busted back down to stepson.
No.
You're not my real pod dad.
This is step nephew. Wait a minute.
I've never been tempted to do a truck stop shower. No.
Okay. So I've never been very tempted. John, don't think I didn't notice that you just remarked on the plausibility, not the desirability of such a thing.
I'm not going to say I've never considered it.
Right. I've just wondered what it's like back there. You know, it's kind of like I never really wanted to go into the women's bathroom or the girls' bathroom at school for like sexy reasons, because I think it's pretty gross. I have no idea why that is a thing in media.
Oh yeah, because it's like here's where they shit. Check it out. It's like, ooh, yeah,
you're gonna get way into that. I just think that's a thing for nasty people. I was curious. Just what's it like in there? I hear there's a couch. I hear there's a filthy, filthy couch. You know,
sometimes.
And I want to see how those truckers, how they do. You know,
do you think they have a couch in the truck shower?
I honestly think some places there might be there are certain truck stop diners where there's a separate section for the truckers where they get quicker surface because, you know, like I said, they've got goals to meet. I think that there might be some places that have like a trucker's lounge where they can decompress, eat their Wendy's appetizer sampler, and then get back on the goddamn road.
Hmm.
And I don't think they want me walking back there, old Freddy Four Wheels, making things difficult for them. You know?
Yeah, I would buy that. Have you been in a woman's bathroom before?
No.
Oh, really? Like ever?
I don't think so.
Oh, like I've definitely gone, like my, you know, the men's room has been out of service or whatever, and had like a woman's room like pulling double duty, or when I was young, you know, my mom, when before you go to the bathroom on your own.
Wait, and nobody took you to jail?
Yeah, no. Oh. No, I didn't go into a sex assault frenzy being in there either. But my mom would take me in there, and there was one at the bowling alley where I grew up that did have a couch.
Hmm.
And it was in like, it wasn't just that they had a couch, it was in like a vestibule. There was like a little like waiting room with magazines and a couch before the whole like action section.
Yeah, but before the you know,
the store.
The battle zone, yeah.
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 It was a whole suite.
Yeah, yeah, it was extremely a whole suite.
That sounds
Theory. Come on. I know you're a trucker, but you don't have to be so crass. Oh, wait a minute. I can take some yogurt from Reading to Truckee. Fuck yeah.
That yogurt's not going to stay good, dude.
It's a, I'm in a reefer. Come on. That is that is a refrigerated.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a test. Although, we don't have those in Europe.
Although
we just let all the yogurt turn to cheese as we go.
Listen to this. Listen to this Billy Big Rig flaunting his trucker lingo over here.
I don't have time to learn the vocabulary. I've got a job to do. Yeah, man. So this will be the third job that I've done. This is not realistic at all, guys. I feel like I'm doing all the work here, making this realistic by pissing in this jug pretty much constantly. It's like a rat almost. And then when
you're
I'm
also
done,
gonna PayPal me $75 or 75 cents before you take your next shower. So yep. That's the other thing that makes it realistic.
And when I'm done, I'm gonna take this gallon jug and I'm gonna hurl it off. I'm gonna hurl it out my window.
Yeah, hopefully at a Big Bear.
Yeah. Big Bear Chase.
Cool. What if in your, and I'll pose this question to you as well, John. I don't mean to exclude you. What if you guys owned your houses or rented your houses respectively, but I own the bathroom and you had to pay me like a leasing fee?
Oh God.
Yeah, like you own your house and then just like you own just like one, like the somebody else owns the bathroom though. So like every time you do it, you have to rent it for the day. You know, or you get like a monthly pass. You know,
so,
something like that.
So John, I don't know that this is where your mind is going, but like because I'm depressed about the state of the world, I could really foresee this happening in some way. Like, oh, like, yeah, like the bathrooms in your house are like the bathrooms are just owned by somebody else. Like maybe somebody comes by and cleans and services them.
Like in BioShock.
Yes.
Well, that's where my mind went right away, is if cleaning services come with this arrangement. I mean, I could be probably persuaded.
I think it's like a cleaning copay. They're going to wipe the toothpaste off the mirror, but that's about all they're going to do. It's like a real it's kind of like a hippie clean. You know, there's still going to be some stuff in the corners.
How much would each of you guys pay me per use?
See, here's the thing. I go to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, I know. Why do you think I asked? Like,
because I'm a whale.
Well,
come on, man.
So are we paying by volume or are we paying by frequency?
So I'm paying
can
by
I save money by saving it up?
Yeah. Yeah. If you put it in a jar and then you just empty it into, you know, my toilet.
Well, you are going to charge a bucket fee is the thing.
Yeah. And that's the unit of measurement for bathroom filth. And that includes like gross water that sloughs off your torsos.
Yeah. I mean, all of that is, oh, I got a red light violation. Shit.
I thought you loved stopping at red light school.
Well, no, I didn't realize that I'm on a country road and there was a road work section. Ugh. I don't know. John, how would you feel? Like, how would you navigate that? That tricky. So it'd be a tricky social situation more than anything.
Well, yeah, I think it depends. Is there a lot of one-on-one interaction with these transactions? I mean, is there a doorman?
Yeah, and it's me. Yeah.
And do I need to like give you an estimate ahead of time before I go in? Like, I'm expecting 0.8 buckets.
No, I mean, I think that would probably work itself out in the wash. you know, but for the most part, I would just weigh it. Like, I'd put it on this kind of, like, what I would do, I don't have a special scale for it, so I'd weigh myself and then weigh myself with the bucket.
Okay.
And then do a little bit of what we call subtraction. And, and figure out what kind of, you know, product you're rocking that month. And then eventually we'd probably get to an understanding where it could become, you know, a little less involved.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm on board.
Yeah, I think that for this kind of convenience, I would be insane not to go along with it.
And the trick for me is figuring out a way to get one, charge for travel costs, and then two, learn to love cleaning up human shit. So, like, that's the one little secret that I gotta figure out the answer to.
Yeah. So here's the thing. What I don't want anybody to assume based on what we're talking about,
conversation. What's a binding conversation?
Yeah, okay, cool. Didn't realize that was the case. Well, I don't want anybody to assume, by us talking about this, I don't look down on truckers. You know, like it seems like a very difficult, lonely job where there's not an awful lot working in your favor, right? And you know, you've got to train and all of that. Like, so I don't look down on them at all. I also don't want anybody to think that I look down on people who clean human shit, because because then it needs to, A, it needs to happen, and B, I don't know, for somebody it might be a calling.
Yeah, you think it's somebody's calling?
Okay, for different definitions, like for elder care, you're going to clean up a lot of shit.
And sure, elder care is definitely like somebody's calling.
Yeah.
You know, like a veterinarian. I don't,
we're going to need to renegotiate the terms of this hypothetical of zebra shits in the equation, Gary. Zebra shits in the picture. We got to.
Well, first of all, you won't be able to see it against your tile floor.
Yeah.
So it'll be,
because animal shit is like Neopet eggs. They look exactly like the Neopet themselves.
Yeah.
Man. And then you have to carry it around with you for a week and it will hatch mm-hmm. into a brand new animal.
Yeah, then it'll hatch into another mouth to feed.
Is that how Neopets work?
I think so. It's been a while since I played Neopets. I'm not sure why I pulled Neopets.
It's truck madness. It's because you're just like long, your highway hypnosis.
Yep. White line fever.
Guys, I'm going to stop at this toll booth here. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to plow through. Does it work? Nope. That thing is indestructible. That's dumb.
Oh man, that reminds me. So now I know what it feels like to be on an outlaw. This is months and months ago. When I was driving back from Milwaukee, I accidentally. Oh, yep. Engine malfunction. Visit service as soon as possible.
I have no idea how you get out of that, man.
Time to start a new life. Clock.
That hit the old dusty trail.
To kill this identity and start a new meth.
Yeah, I ran a toll plaza when I was driving back from Milwaukee past Chicago, and I'm really worried that $1.50 that I didn't pay them is going to turn into like a $70 or more ticket if I ever enter Illinois again.
Oh, very likely.
Yeah.
Man, I just had an engine malfunction too, and I just hit that thing. I'm only rocking a 16% damage. What's going on?
I did hit a parked truck at full speed.
Yeah, I was at full speed for this too. So
yeah.
Sounds like you've got a come apart engine in your rig over there.
I saw that too. So John, you and I both went to the same dictionary of trucker lingo.
You got truckercountry.com?
Oh yeah. For all your trucking needs.
Oh yeah, buddies.
And just a tremendous amount of the slang that we found there was just people being real catty about different brands of engines. So as opposed to like a Cummins engine, which I guess is a brand of engine, it's like
are you coming?
Yeah, you coming, dog?
Yes. Yeah. Like your dog. Are you mid-orgasm, dog? Like, yo, dog, are you coming? You know it. Slow and lazy. Splash. Yeah. Done.
Yeah, a Cummins engine is referred to as a come-apart engine, as John just said. Man. Where are you at, John? What's your what's your 10-69? What is your 10-10-220?
Let's see. I am approaching Los Angeles. It's a real beautiful California drive.
Nice. Yeah, I'm out here in sagebrush country, by which I mean just kind of in a median. I got real distracted trying to compose that last sentence I spoke.
I'm off. I'm over a barricade. And I've got an engine malfunction.
Yeah, these fucking engine malfunctions, man. It's like there's a virus.
Oh, no.
Truck virus.
The IoT. Uh-oh.
I can't. I just found went to a service station, and it only let me refuel. It wouldn't let me fix my truck. I don't know what to do about this shit. Like, I can't get to top speed anymore.
so we're coming up on time for this for this entry. I hope this experiment has been successful. I've had a good time, but I don't know how much of that is because I've been playing a video game. Do we have any final thoughts about? I'm getting so much anxiety looking at the service engine light. do we have any final thoughts about these truck simulators?
Yeah, go ahead, John. You go first.
I think they're very good trucks. They've got a lot of
they're
wheels.
Good trucks, Jim.
Yeah, they're a very good truck.
Look, if you ever want to take a road trip, put on a sad song, a good classic country music album, and just relax for a while.
Yeah,
get in a truck.
I recommend trucks, get in a truck. I have a mixtape that is nothing but alternating tracks of The Gambler and Truck Yeah. It's an actual song. I was home this past weekend and I listened to a lot of really bad country on commercials.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That kind of that whiplash you get from being home and watching commercials again is always a thing.
Yeah.
I think I get the truck simulator a lot more than I do like forklift simulator.
Fork shit simulator.
I have Tourette's now.
Yeah.
But like forklift simulator, which are warehouse simulator, those things, which are like, to me, are don't have that kind of zen highway drive-in part. Mm-hmm. Like, can you get zen like lifting stuff on a forklift? I don't know.
Maybe. I think that there is a little bit of look how good that stack is.
Like some Tetris.
Yeah, I think you get that.
Of order.
Yes.
You get a level of skill where you can use 15% of your brain to do a task well, and then just use the rest of it to listen to a podcast or just chill out.
So, sorry, guys, I don't mean to distract us. A U-Haul just cut me off, but instead of U-Haul, it's N-Hool.
Oh, the N-Hool.
Yep. So don't quite know how that maps. I could tell it was a U-Haul because of the colors. Yeah, so 15% on the task at hand, and then the rest, you know, to write to compose the great American novel.
Yeah. So yeah, I can see it. I just went off the road to look at the cows a little closer to see if they actually move, and they do.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have cows over on that side of the pond. we've got them over here.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye out for Bambies. So,
Man, that's the mod I want for this is like constant deer crossing. It's like the actual source of anxiety of real truckers.
Oh man, have any of you ever hit a deer?
No, I've had them run beside my car though. Like when I used to play D&D with Brayden, we'd go out to his house sometimes, and like usually they'd come out to my house because I don't drive very well. But every once in a while, I'd drive to his, and I'd drive back at night, and it was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And I had like deer like running alongside of the car.
Yeah, you never know when they're going to decide to merge.
Yeah, just like, well, I'm done. That's it for me.
Yeah. Like I understand terrifying. It, deer. But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just. There's so much to live for.
How about you, John? You ever hit a deer?
I've had some close calls. Once when I was like 16 or 17 and had just started driving, a deer came flying out and just clipped the back hoof on the side of the bumper and just left a little scuff there. And he ran off. And I always wondered if I had maimed that deer or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. See if he recovered.
Yeah. Just call his family. Back.
Yeah. Just look him up directly. like a general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a sad note to end on.
Oh. Yeah.
Deers.
No, this is good. Like I need to not play this because the aspect where you get money and can upgrade your shit is kind of coal kryptonite at the moment.
The slow lemonade stand.
Yeah, the slow contemplative lemonade stand. To give you to give a little bit of perspective on how bad that can get or where it's at, I have put 30 hours into the Switch version of Stardew Valley, and that's been out since Thursday. It is currently Monday.
Oh, that's really intense, Cole.
I know.
That's pretty rough.
I know.
That's a lot. You got stuff to play for the show, man.
Yeah, I know, right? I was home. I was home for the weekend. Should have been talking with my family, but I was talking with my family while I was pulling up them parsnips.
So Cole, now that you are a melon farmer, have you picked someone in the village to romance?
No. Fuck, a red light violation. No, I have not. I have not engaged with the social stuff at all, except to make friends with the wizard.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
So I'm bringing in parts of monsters. So, yeah, no. So this is going to be dangerous for me. I have just landed at the supermarket, and there's a guy kind of just calmly shuffling in front of the store. I'm gonna auto load this.
Yeah.
No XP. That's fine. But the yogurt made it, and the yogurt didn't turn, and I got a good work rating.
Yeah, I've topped out at adequate for me. I have to switch hands now because my arm's getting tired of holding down the W key. this is good. This is good, John.
Yeah, this is good. Thank you for making me play it, because it had been on my list for a while. I'm real curious about the Euro one, because the desert's fine, but it's not really that interesting. I imagine Europe has a little bit more scenery and a little bit more of a contour to the road.
There's a little bit. Uh-oh. My car might shut down. There's a lot of... it's because I turned off my car. That's weird. Hmm. There's a lot of trees, kind of like Village Green style things, lots of farms.
Yeah.
That you pass. So there's lots of greenery, which is nice. The draw distance is actually like, I never noticed things like that in games, but in the rear view mirror, like the trees just vanish as if they're being absorbed by the nothing.
Yep.
Like at an alarming pace. Like
it's like really... you're playing an endless runner and the world is falling away behind
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Like this reverse bastion, like that is happening in my rear view. But yeah, the Euro version's fun. Like, yeah, I'm learning a lot of interesting words for cities. Like, what am I coming up on here? Saksasin, and then Gdansk.
Yeah, Gdansk, like, in Poland. Yeah.
Yeah, I went from Munich to Poland.
Yeah.
In the time of this life, the fourth life I started during this podcast.
Yup. Oh man,
Gary? Fun. But no. The American one is the one I want, because I want to be able to do mods for my like places I actually live.
Mm, yeah,
I think that would be the most fun thing I could do in this, is like actually like explore a little virtual version of,
yeah,
you know, my city or my hometown or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you fucked around with any of that stuff, John?
No, I'm just thinking, if you could ever, it's probably not technically possible, but merge like Google Maps data with the American truck or Euro truck. Can you imagine just going through like every road in the city that you grew up in or something, seeing your childhood house?
That'd be awesome. Like I thought you were going to say it would be impossible, but can you imagine merging American Truck Simulator and European Truck Simulator to make Pangean Truck Simulator?
Oh, with dinos?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that would be like Jurassic Truck. Like, I'm like so here for Jurassic Truck.
Like, oh my gosh, and you're Drekosaurus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would buy that in a heartbeat. I'd pre-order that shit.
Yep. I would kickstart that.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody get on it, devs. Get on it, weird Czechoslovakian. Like niche devs.
Who seem to be doing really well for themselves. I see people playing this all the time, even when I'm not even when they're not doing it for a show like us.
Oh yeah. Hugely popular games.
Yeah.
And it seems very earnest, which I like about it. It's not a YouTube screamer kind of sim. Like everything you Google about it is people very earnestly trying to curate their trucking business.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And the negative reviews on Steam are all of the stripe where somebody has like a minor nitpick about the realism, but has like, you know, 28 hours on record.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that kind of stuff, which is kind of odious on them, but is good. You know, speaks well of our product.
Yes.
You know, it's not a, it sounds like you just pick up and put down.
Yeah.
See if I made money during that, because I crashed into a lot of stuff. I leveled up. John, thank you again for supporting us with this.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was super fun. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
If people, do you want people to follow you online? Do you want me to ask you that? I don't have to.
Sure. Well, I mean, one thing I would say is, for the low price of $5 a month, you could go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and join the Duckfeed Slack, where you will find me as a friendly neighborhood moderator and someone who hangs out quite a lot.
Yeah,
that is true. That is a good place to hang out with John.
It is.
It's the best place to hang out with me on the internet. It's the only place I hang out on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to add on top of that. It's a good place. Thank you. Thank you for helping ensure that it's good as a moderator. Yeah,
thanks, John. Thanks for all of your hard work, and not just your support, but also your work on that. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a great time. We've got a really really good group of folks in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In addition, if you want to come on an episode of the show, you can through that Patreon. That's a different reward tier, but you can check that out online. Yeah. And come on the show just like John. Maybe it won't be a stunt episode. Like, you know, maybe it won't have like a concept behind it. It might be, but you know, if you pick another driving simulator,
you too could contemplate Gary handling your excrement.
Yeah. Yep. And you could also contemplate Stepdad Simulator.
And I could contemplate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's contemplations around.
Yeah.
What a value.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, and then for us, you know, there's that Patreon, ratings, reviews, those things are all very useful. That's probably about it. Eh, gang?
Think so. Yeah. I think that is the way to go.
All right.
10-4, well, good buddies.
Yep.
10-4.
We're taking it back.
Yeah. In until next time, who is Zootruck?
Who is Zootagosaurus?